You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated. He is in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, it is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So can you throw those people who are in the drier areas of the Corn Belt, southern Illinois, southwestern Corn Belt, a cookie, and let them know that the forecast that we've been talking about for a better part of a week is actually to come to true later this week?
Well, in the meteorological community, we don't call them cookies, but we tend to call them vorticity maximums. So there's your word of the day from a weather standpoint in technical terms here. But yeah, we see coming up later on this week in the form of upper vortmax or upper level disturbance coming through the Corn Belt and providing what we think is going to be a very good opportunity for rain, not only here across Illinois, but across actually much of the Corn Belt, especially in some of those driest areas, namely southern Minnesota, Iowa, portions of Missouri, and pockets here in Indiana and Illinois. But overall, our forecast for this week is calling for approximately 65% coverage of the Corn Belt amounts in the range of 0.3 to 1.3 inches, and some locally 2-inch amounts. So for those listeners that have not yet received rain, at least it's a good opportunity here by the end of this week.
And temperatures near normal for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no sign of any of our, heat ridge that we focus on at this time of year. The main ridging of high pressure is out across the western U.S., and we have some weak troughing of low pressure here in the middle of the country, and that will keep temperatures near to even slightly cooler than normal at times, and no sign of any extreme heat, really, through mid-month.
And can you push it out a little bit further and get us at least one more decent rain event for those who are waiting on their soybean crops?
Yeah, even with this opportunity here this week, and even as we look out ahead, weeks 2 and 3 looks kind of more of the same as what you'll see here this week, meaning more opportunities for rainfall. No sign of any turn to a wetter than normal pattern, which would kind of be ideal now, considering the areas that have dried out here in recent weeks. But nonetheless, we see additional opportunities here going forward, and kind of an end here of this kind of more widespread dryness or lack of rain development we've seen in recent weeks.
And if there is a troubling spot in the U.S., where is it? Does it still remain out in the California area?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been the driest and hottest area here of late, and no sign of that changing as the pattern looks locked into place through mid-month.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Have you subscribed to our free Ag e-newsletter? You can do that now by going to our website, willag.org. That's willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.
More information.